Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on how to distinguish the numbers 13, 30, 14, 40, 15, 50, and so on.
今天我们小偏方的主题是数字发音的区别。
There is often a lot of confusion when people use these words. People often have to ask, did you say 16 or 60? 16 or 60? If you look at the sounds used in these pairs of words, you will notice that the only difference is in the final N sound, the final N sound, N, in the teen words. Do people listen for this sound to tell them which word has been said? Do people say this sound loudly and clearly so that people will know which word they are saying? Native speakers don't.
通常哦，我们以为我们在分别13、30、40、14的这些数字的发音的时候，我们以为我们要听那个 teen 后面那个 n 这个音哦。其实美国人发音或是他们区别的方法并不是如此。现在请听我们老师的解说。
They use different stress patterns to distinguish the words.
美国人用不同的重音的方法哦来分别这些字。
In the teen words, it's the last syllable which is stressed. In the numbers 30, 40, 50, and so on, it's the first syllable which is stressed.
在你发13到19这些数字的时候，是最后面那个音节才是重音的地方。在你发20、30、40这些字的时候，是第一个音节，你要把重音放在第一个音节上面。
Also,When a syllable is stressed, that syllable's vowel sound is lengthened. And when a syllable isn't stressed, the vowel is shorter.
当你把重音放在某一个音节的时候，请注意你要发这个音比较长，比较重一点，那个母音会发得比较长，比较重一点。当你没有把重音放在那个音节的时候，那个母音会发得比较轻，比较短一点。
Listen to me say the words.And notice the different syllables being stressed.
现在请听我们老师给你的例子。
13, 30, 14, 40, 15, 50, 16, 60. Now listen to the length of the vowels in the different syllables. I will exaggerate them first.So it's easier to notice.
为了让你们能够更清楚地听出来，现在老师发音的时候会发得比较夸张一点，请听。
13, 30, 14, 40, 15, 50. Now I'll say them naturally.
现在老师要用自然的发音方式发音。
13, 30, 14, 40, 15, 50, 16, 60, 17, 70, 18, 80, 19, 90.When you say these words, give special care to stressing the right syllable and to the length of the vowel sound in the stressed syllable. This has been today's tip on learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.